Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to painreliefradio.com. This is your host, Catherine Merrow, the Pain Relief Coach. Today is Thursday, April 22nd, and we are broadcasting live from beautiful Michigan, the Great Lakes State, where spring is awesome, summer's wonderful, fall is beautiful, and then we wait for spring again. We're going to be talking about sciatica. Nervy pain or a sensation that doesn't feel good in your hip, butt, or leg. We're going to be talking about what causes it and natural ways that you can get relief. Today's sponsor is backpainfreedom.com. Find more about natural relief from sciatic pain at backpainfreedom.com. They have a lot of wonderful pictures there, so you can really truly understand what's going on in your body and what's causing your sciatic or nervy pain. Remember, I'm not a doctor. I'm the pain relief coach, and you can always get more information at simplepainrelief.com about all kinds of pains, simplepainrelief.com. Well, the sciatic nerves are really large. You might think about nerves being little tiny things that run around your body like a network. Some of them are small, but the sciatic nerves is a bundle of nerves that comes together as they exit your spine. And the sciatic nerve is about the size, the thickness of your pointer finger. It's a big nerve. It runs from the lower part of your spine bones through your bony pelvis area. The two sciatic nerves then pass through the thick muscles in your buttocks or your gluteal muscles. So you have a sciatic nerve on each side of your body running from your spine down through your gluteal muscles into your legs. The gluteal muscles are the large, powerful muscles in the back of your hip or your buttocks. One of those muscles is deeper than some of the others, and it is called the piriformis muscle. That's spelled P-I-R-I-F-O-R-M-I-S. The piriformis muscle can be a cause of the nervy pain in your hip or leg. When it is, your pain is often called pseudo-sciatica or false sciatica. If your sciatic nerve is being pressed on, nerves just hate to be pressed on, but if the sciatic nerve is being compressed or pressed on by your spinal bones, then it's called true sciatica. Nerves don't like pressure regardless of whether it comes from muscles or from bones. They like to be able to move freely without getting caught up or pressed by anything. You may or may not know this, but muscles are responsible for most pain. Muscles are most often at the root of sciatica. Muscles move bones. Muscles rule. Your piriformis muscle can cause pressure on the nerve if the nerve passes behind it. Medically, it's called deep to it when one structure is behind another. So if your piriformis muscle is tight and the sciatic nerve is behind it, the piriformis muscle may press on it and cause your sciatic symptoms. Some unfortunate folks have a variation in the way they were built that allows the nerve to pass directly through their piriformis muscle. they tend to have a lot of sciatic pain, but fortunately that is not very common. A few lucky folks actually have a sciatic nerve that runs on the outside of their piriformis muscle. They don't tend to have sciatic nerve pain ever because it can't get pressed on by that muscle. When the problem is caused by actual pressure from a spinal bone or a vertebrae, that's what your spinal bones are called, I just have to wonder why. That's how I am. Well, sometimes the cause could be a piece of bone which chipped off the vertebrae or which was actually pulled off by tight muscles. Remember I told you muscles rule. In that case, surgery might be the only option to remove the bone chip and take the pressure off the nerve. Fortunately, however, this is not common either. So here's how muscles work. When your muscles get out of balance, some of them get stronger or weaker than others. Then you are setting the stage for pain. When you were a little child, your muscles were balanced. You were always using all of your muscles, and they were balanced. That means they were strong, just as strong on the back of your body as on the front, on the sides of your body as on the all the other parts. You know how a little toddler walks? Their posture is so nice and their head is right over their little body and they're so balanced. You used to be like that. And you can get like that again, at least pretty much. That's how we get out of pain. We get back into balance. That's how we get into pain. We get out of balance. Our hips start to tilt too far forward. Or we start to lose the curve in our back. Our head starts to move too far forward, or our shoulders, or our legs get weak. All of those things can cause pain. The goal is to get back into balance so you have balanced muscles again, not some of them pulling on the front of your body, or the back of your muscles then getting weak, or vice versa. Over time, most of us have stopped using all of our muscles. And instead of using all 600 of them every day, we start to use only maybe 60 or 70 or so on a regular basis. That's why when you do work that you don't usually do, like trimming the hedges or raking the leaves, mowing the grass or building something or trying to give somebody a massage or trying to start a new exercise or walking program, you say, wow, I discovered muscles that I didn't even know I had. Well, they were always there and you used to use them. You have just stopped using them. If you compare your posture with the perfect posture of most little children, you can start to imagine why you have pain. When you look at their little spine with the perfect curves in their lower back behind the waist and in their neck and their ears right over their shoulders, and then look at yourself, how do your curves compare? Do you have too little, too much? If you have lost your lower back curve or have a sway back now or an over-exaggerated curve in your low back, there's a good chance that your muscles are causing pressure and your sciatic nerve at some place along the way. It could be the muscles near your waist or in your gluteal or buttocks region, or it could be the muscles pulling on your spine bones, causing your spine bones to press on your sciatic nerve. But here's the good news. You have a smart body, and bodies heal all the time. They are changing all the time. And don't worry about what your test results show today, because tomorrow they could be different. Bodies are always changing, and they can heal naturally most of the time. If you can get to the root of your pain and get rid of the cause of it, then you've got a good shot at becoming pain-free. If you only treat the symptom means where you hurt, That's like putting a Band-Aid on a cut or taking an aspirin for a headache. It doesn't change the cause of the cut or that the cut is still there. It doesn't get rid of the cause of the headache. You see, headaches have causes too. Everything has a cause just about in our body. And you want to get to the root of your cause. You want to get to the root of your pain and get rid of it. Since the cause is most often muscles, if you relax the muscles that are pressing on your sciatic nerve or pulling on your bone structure to cause pressure on your sciatic nerve, if you make those muscles softer and more relaxed, they're not going to pull on the nerve anymore. That means you will have less sciatic pain. Therapeutic massage or muscle therapy can help relax the tight muscles that are pressing on your nerve. Interestingly, pressing on the muscles can cause them to soften. Muscles like to be pressed on, but nerves don't. But if you know which muscles to press on, that's a big help too. You know, you have muscles on the back of your back, and you have muscles on the front of your back. Those muscles you can get to by working on your thigh muscles or pressing on the muscles on the inside of your hip bone. There are muscles that run from the top of your leg to your spine that are accessed through the abdomen. Some massage therapists know how to access those psoas muscles. That's spelled P-S-O-A-S, P like Paul, S-O-A-S, and some don't. So if you have sciatica and you want to go and see a massage therapist, bounce on over to simplepainrelief.com and scroll down to the categories and look for the massage category. You'll find an article about how to find a massage therapist who can actually help you with your specific pain. And do you know why back surgery is done a lot less now than it used to be done? It's because so often the surgery did not address the cause of the pain. It was just chasing a symptom. It was saying, okay, you have pain here, so I will fix you here. Well, the problem was, after the patient healed from the back surgery, too often the pain was still there. Surgery is great. You know, I'm all for surgery. I love surgery. If it were not for the skilled hands of talented surgeons, I wouldn't be here today talking to you. I wouldn't be here at all. And so I love surgeons. I am very grateful for their skill and ability. But sometimes, a lot of times, surgery is just not what's called for your sciatica, your headaches, your carpal tunnel pain, your foot pain, your knee pain, your hip pain. Bodies are able to heal and able to get well naturally. I'm going to invite you to discover more about natural relief for sciatica by visiting our sponsor today, backpainfreedom.com. Backpainfreedom.com. Lots of great pictures going to help you understand more about why you hurt and what you can do about it. I want to invite you to join me again on May 20th. We're going to be talking about knots in your back, causes and natural relief. This is Catherine Merrill. Remember, I'm not a doctor. I'm the pain relief coach. And you can always find more information about getting rid of your symptoms naturally at simplepainrelief.com. Also go to backpainfreedom.com, our sponsor, to find out about natural sciatic pain relief. Today is Thursday, April 22nd. I want to remind you to take good care of yourself. Why? Because you deserve to feel better. Have a wonderful day.